America, Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We've got with us the founder of History Speaks, author of Rise and Decline, and his latest series, Adam and Aggressors, Bruce Thatcher. Bruce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, and it's great to be with you.
Well, Bruce, talk about Adam and Aggressors. I know you look back on history. But fast forward to the present, Adam and Aggressors are really raising their heads quite dramatically. I have maintained that what we are fighting for in this country today is no longer about a Republican or Democratic ideals. This goes to the very heart and soul of this country, does it not?
Well, I think it does. Part of the government's responsibility. A major part of the government's responsibility is to protect the country from foreign dangers.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the prime job of the federal government under our Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're doing that very well when we don't identify who who the most dangerous players are in terms of America's interests.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do things like refuse to name them and do things like sort of pretend that they're really reasonable people who think like I do, that I do and you do,
mm-hmm.
We're putting our head in the sand. History
exactly.
shows this.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to simply very specifically identify those people who are absolutely dedicated to doing harm to us and then set about putting together specific actions to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we don't do this very well. We never have.
Well, Bruce, we haven't done it well. I mean, and this is really what is glaring, but not only have we not done it well on a foreign level, even domestically, we have allowed the enemy, to come inside the camp here, and we've accommodated them. We've allowed them to rise to positions of leadership, to overtake our government, influence it. And meanwhile, it's like Atlas Shrugged. We're not paying attention. I mean, Trevor Loudon, for many years, has done extensive research, reported on it. He's been on the air with us many times. You and I talked about it, I think, the last time we got together. And, you know, Trevor's done an outstanding job in calling out the Democratic Socialists, you know, the elected officials within our government. I don't know how they put their hand on the Bible and swear allegiance to our Constitution. I mean, what they are supporting is in direct conflict to the most foundational principles of our U.S. Constitution.
You know, Bill, I've had, over the years, I've had people suggest to me that I ought to focus a little bit more on Adam and Aggressors within our own country.
Mm-hmm.
And I've resisted that because I've always tried to look at it in a kind of a traditional sort of way and say, well, it's our country and it's other people outside our country. But more and more, I think they and you have a point.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most serious threats to our country and its existence as the republic it is come from within, and maybe the most serious do.
Mm.
Some of these have been identified, but they can be identified as Adam and Aggressors and then dealt with in the same way if there's a specific plan for dealing with them, but not very effectively and just sort of a scattered approach of let's have a few people complain about them,
mm-hmm.
and then go away and hope that the next election cycle will turn them all out and we'll be okay. Most of the people who don't like our government and our form of government are not elected officials. They're people who are entrenched in organizations and in the government itself, as you say.
Mm-hmm. Which has become the deep state. But the thing is, even by definition, Adam and Aggressors, when we look at them, you know, from a foreign personality, they are antithetical to the core principles. I mean, they don't agree with the U.S. Constitution. This is part of the rub that we're going through right now with Saudi Arabia. You know, we're in bed with Saudi Arabia because of some economic benefit, and and I think we're delusional, and in part, I think what we're finding out is there's enough evidence to demonstrate that, you know, Saudi Arabia is not a friend of ours. The fact that we don't share principles, you know, because of oil and some other interests, and I think that what's happened over the years, for decades now, we looked at Saudi Arabia as kind of being the linchpin to Middle East peace. But they don't seem to have that interest as much as we do. And, you know, and then with the recent events that have taken place, and again, you know, wasn't that long ago, 9/11 took place, and look where all the funding, you know, most of the funding came from, and, you know, the principal players in this. I mean, they're from Saudi Arabia. They're attacking the United States, really? I mean, you got radical Muslim behavior. You know, it's headquartered right there in Saudi Arabia, and you know, we want to try to embrace and think the most of them, but what we end up doing is we end up kind of reflecting our own perception on Saudi Arabia and ignore the obvious signs that they're uncivil, in much the same way that we look at, you know, what the Democratic Party has become today. And as Hillary said, you want us to be civil, then you got to put us back in power. We're not going to be civil until we're back in power. Well, is that not by definition an adamant aggressor?
Well, it is. It is a definition of a form of adamant aggressor. And Saudi Arabia is absolutely the same as Wahhabi Islam.
Exactly.
And Wahhabi Islam has been the prime funder of the sort of Islam that, and the mosques and the training and the teaching that absolutely condemns and all of Western ideals.
Mm-hmm.
They will be peaceful when they control the world.
Right. In much the same way. I mean, interesting that they're using the same language, or Hillary Clinton's using their language and not even knowing it.
And we do. Look at immigration policy. We do stupid things. We give preference on immigration to certain groups. Among those are religious teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Included among those religious teachers who get preference for immigration into this country are Wahhabi imams.
Mm-hmm.
They automatically, under our law, get preference. And that's insane. That's insane. Because they make no secrets of it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to destroy our form of government and our form of life. Their intent is to take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they firmly believe they will do it.
So somehow if we let them come here to America and enjoy a Perkins muffin or an In-N-Out burger, they're going to be westernized, right?
Yeah, right.
Right.
No, that's not going to happen. They are going to enjoy all those things,
mm-hmm.
but they are not going to change their mind. The essential characteristic of an adamant aggressor is they are obsessed. They are absolutely obsessed with whatever it is their goal is,
mm-hmm.
and nothing will stand in their way. That is, they will not allow anything to
exactly.
stand in their way.
More from Bruce Thatcher after this. Stay with us, America.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez Live.
It's the way you like us, fresh and independent, right here on Bill Martinez Live, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks, author of Adamant Aggressors, How to Recognize and Deal with Them, and Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, and the Rise and Decline, Where We Are and What We Can Do About It. Bruce, how can they get their hands on your books?
Well, Amazon.com is the most available source of all of them. They can order them directly from me on History Speaks Today website, but particularly these five small e-books that I've just come out with on Adam and Aggression are available Kindle only through Amazon.com. They're all, all search on my name, and they'll pop up.
So we've got five books now completed, right?
Right. These five takes an individual case to illustrate these principles about Adam and aggressors. They start way back during the Ottoman Empire with Mehmed II, who took Constantinople. James K. Polk, our 11th president, is one of them from the point of view, certainly, of Mexico. Adolf Hitler. No more need be said. Ben-Gurion of Israel is an adamant aggressor in terms of his focus and absolute obsession with creating a new land out of Palestinian territory, and Joseph Stalin, of course. Each of these books takes you through the history of those individuals, how they're identified as adamant aggressors, and what they did.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this particular case, you took adamant aggressors that, some of this could be perceived as negative. But in some cases, can it also be perceived as positive? I guess it depends a little bit on what side you're on.
There you go. A caveat that I put on all the books is don't make judgments. Mm-hmm. Don't make value judgments because, depending on what side you stand on, they're either good or bad, but we're talking about the lessons. How do they behave, and how must you react to them if you want to stop them if you're on the negative side or the target side of them? You want to know how they behave and how you can stop them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because for that matter, I mean, you look at the Democratic Party today, which is not the John F. Kennedy Democratic Party any longer. It is morphing into something quite radical. You know, some try to say, well, you know, as the Democratic Party has moved left, the Republicans have kind of gone that way. Might be so. I guess there's a fair argument for that. But clearly, that rule of center or somewhat close to center is so far in the rearview mirror of the Democrats the way I see it right now. I mean, here they are blatantly saying, Bruce, which I think is quite dangerous, and this is revealed in the Veritas videos from James O'Keefe and his citizen reporters that are out there capturing these video comments from, Democratic operatives that just flat out just say, hey, look, we're lying because we know what the people want to hear, so we'll lie to them and, we'll get elected and all will be well with the universe once again when the Democrats are back in party, according to Hillary Clinton.
One of the characteristics of adamant aggression is that anybody needs to understand is that an adamant aggressor will use any means to achieve their ends. And we've certainly seen that kind of behavior recently. It doesn't matter what the effect on people or anything else. Any means to achieve the end is a logical and good tool. I see all these riots and this vicious behavior perpetrated on innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it, not all, but most of it comes from the left, and it's praised. And then you see police standing by, doing nothing, just watching as it takes place. These are the people who are supposed to protect you from that kind of thing. And I am very much reminded of the declining days of the Roman Republic, when mobs were paid for and used by politicians on a routine basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm conditioned now from my writing and analysis, but I see that kind of thing happening, and it's very distressing.
Well, and it's important, and this is why we have you on, because you see this, and you are so connected with history. And as we know, for those that want to ignore or forget history, as they say, odds are you're going to repeat it. So why do we need to keep repeating these things? Well, part of it is our own human egos and ignorance over this. But shame on us. I mean, we've got enough history to look back and say, you know, if you do this, you're going to get that. I mean, it's a causal situation that's taken place. But I think what leaves us all vulnerable here, Bruce, is that we've disconnected from founding principles. We've disconnected from, you know, our U.S. Constitution. When we are arguing about a Supreme Court justice, and we've got to argue and support that this person is more in line with the U.S. Constitution versus a spirit of activism and lawmaking from the bench. I mean, when we have to argue over, to me, those base principles, I mean, you know, what have we reduced ourselves to?
Well, interesting point. The Supreme Court is supposed to judge everything based on the Constitution, but a big chunk of our politicians want to base all judgments and evaluations of justices on political considerations. I don't know that that's changed a lot, but it's certainly worse now than it used to be.
Well, what Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats are excited about in terms of SCOTUS is that, or any federal bench, any judgment they can get, is that, look, they don't want to do the hard work that our forefathers had put in the Constitution. They found a way to short circuit it. And that is, they can go, you know, it's kind of like with mom and dad, okay? We know that dad can be a sucker on this one, so we're going to ignore mom and we'll go to dad and get the answer we want. And in this particular case, the Democrats don't want to do the hard work of legislating. So what they do is they find a sympathetic judge, kind of like what they did in California. California voted on the definition of marriage, and 8 million votes were suddenly eradicated by an activist judge out of San Francisco, who, by the way, happened to be gay. But here you got one judge with the power of his pen, and 8 million votes go by the wayside. And then the next thing you hear is from the Democrats is that every vote should count.
What you don't hear them say is that every means is a viable weapon if they can use it.
Right.
Everything else is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. The question is what works. And if one thing doesn't work, we'll try another thing because we have a long-term point of view and we're going to get this done.
Exactly. Can you say, based on your series, Adam and Aggressors, that the people marching, I mean, we've got another group of migrants, refugees, supposedly, but when they're interviewed, they say, look, we can't get work here, so we're going to America. I mean, America has opened up their gates and, they've let other caravans go through, so why are they giving us a bad time? But in a sense, are they not adamant aggressors? Because they're coming against our borders, they're coming against our beliefs and, our Constitution.
They're certainly aggressors if they're going to try to enter our country illegally. This particular, in my view, this particular caravan is not spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
So that evaluation is a fair one.
Well, and that's coming out loud and clear, Bruce Thatcher, that, here it is, time for the midterms, and this may be another one of those ploys by the adamant aggressors,
yeah.
As you say, that could come back and blow up in their face, and we'll have to see how that plays out. But I think America is getting fed up with people storming their borders right now, and it's not that we're unwelcoming, it's that we are welcoming, and that's the whole point of this. Bruce Thatcher on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.